The 2016 U.S. presidential election remains one of the most shocking and consequential in American history. It was a contest that captivated not only the United States, but the world. The election's result upended expectations, caused deep divisions, and set in motion a chain of events that continues to shape the political landscape today. At its core, it was a battle between two highly polarizing figures, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, who represented vastly different visions for the future of the country. 2016 was a landslide. Hillary Clinton, the Democratic nominee, was a seasoned political figure with decades of experience in both the legislative and executive branches. She served as First Lady during the presidency of her husband, Bill Clinton, and later as Secretary of State under President Barack Obama. Clinton's campaign was built on her long history of public service, her policies aimed at expanding health care and addressing climate change, and her promise to continue Obama's legacy. Yet, despite her political credentials, Clinton was not without her controversies. The use of a private email server while serving as Secretary of State was a persistent issue, and her involvement in the 1990s welfare reforms and the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, alienated some traditional Democratic voters. On the other side, Donald Trump, the Republican nominee, was a real estate mogul and television personality with no prior political experience. He ran on a platform that challenged the political establishment, advocating for policies such as building a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border, withdrawing from international agreements like the Paris Climate Accord, and imposing tariffs on Chinese imports. Trump's rhetoric was bold and unapologetic, promising to make America great again by dismantling the existing political order. His unconventional approach, combined with his ability to harness anger over economic decline, cultural change, and immigration, resonated with a significant portion of the American electorate. The electorate itself in 2016 was shaped by a combination of long-standing political dynamics and new forces. Voter turnout was slightly lower than in previous presidential elections, with many eligible voters staying home, disillusioned by both candidates. Trump's support came largely from working-class voters, especially white, non-college-educated individuals, many of whom felt left behind by globalization and technological advancements. This demographic, particularly in the Rust Belt states like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, was critical in securing his victory. Meanwhile, Clinton's base was composed of urban, educated, and diverse voters, including African Americans, Latinos, and women, particularly in the suburban areas. However, the divide between urban and rural America was striking. While Clinton won larger, more densely populated areas, Trump dominated the rural and smaller town areas, where his anti-establishment rhetoric and promises of economic revival resonated. The rise of partisan media and social media also played a key role, amplifying the polarization of the electorate. In particular, Trump's ability to dominate the media cycle with controversial statements, often carried by outlets like Fox News and social media platforms, gave him a constant presence in voters' minds. The state of the nation in 2016 was a reflection of a country grappling with significant economic, cultural, and political changes. The aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis left many Americans feeling economically insecure. While the national economy had been recovering, the benefits were not evenly distributed. Many communities, particularly in post-industrial regions, struggled with high unemployment, factory closures, and a sense of economic displacement. At the same time, issues of race, immigration, and identity were at the forefront of American political discourse. The election also came at a time when the nation was grappling with an increasingly polarized political environment, with deep divisions between Democrats and Republicans, urban and rural voters, and racial and ethnic groups. The 2016 election could be considered a landslide in several ways, despite the fact that the popular vote did not reflect a decisive victory for Trump. Clinton won the popular vote by nearly 3 million votes, a margin that marked one of the largest in U.S. history for a losing candidate. However, it was the Electoral College, the mechanism by which presidents are elected, that ultimately decided the outcome. Trump won 304 electoral votes to Clinton's 227, securing key battleground states like Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. This victory, often referred to as a win by a hair, was nonetheless significant because it represented a complete disruption of the established political order. Trump managed to flip several states that had been reliably Democratic for decades, particularly in the industrial Midwest. This electoral map of 2016 showed a clear divide between the coasts and the interior of the country. Clinton's victories were concentrated in populous urban centers, while Trump's support was more dispersed across smaller cities, towns, and rural areas. The term landslide is often associated with overwhelming victories, but in this case, the term could be used to describe the seismic shift in American politics. The results of the election showed the deep divisions within the country and demonstrated the power of the Electoral College in determining the outcome, regardless of the popular vote. The lasting impacts of the 2016 election are still being felt today. Trump's presidency marked a radical shift in U.S. politics, characterized by a populist agenda, a focus on nationalism, and a rhetoric that frequently pushed the boundaries of political decorum. His time in office redefined the Republican Party, which increasingly became aligned with his brand of politics. His supporters, energized by the promise of restoring a more traditional America, remained loyal, while his critics decried his divisive rhetoric and policies. Trump's presidency also had a lasting effect on the judicial system, with the appointment of three Supreme Court justices, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, shifting the court to a conservative majority. These appointments have had a profound impact on key issues, including abortion rights, gun control, and the role of the federal government in regulating businesses. In terms of policy, Trump's administration withdrew the U.S. from the Paris Climate Accord, imposed tariffs on China, and restructured trade agreements like NAFTA, which was replaced by the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA. Domestically, his administration passed a significant tax reform bill and appointed a record number of conservative judges at the federal level. On the other hand, the Trump administration's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and its aftermath continues to be a point of contention, with many questioning the effectiveness of its response. The election also had a profound impact on the Democratic Party, which has since undergone a process of reckoning. The party found itself grappling with questions of how to reach the working-class voters who had abandoned it for Trump, while also trying to navigate the increasing influence of progressive factions within its ranks. The 2020 election, which saw Joe Biden defeat Trump, was in many ways a response to the frustrations and divisions that had been exposed in 2016. Looking back, the 2016 election is a reminder of the complexities of American democracy. It showed the importance of understanding the Electoral College, the power of media and social media in shaping public opinion, and the deep divides within the nation. It also revealed how quickly political realities can shift, and how a single election can alter the course of a nation's history. The lasting impact of 2016 is a testament to how elections can redefine the political landscape for years to come.